Engineers from Germany who left their families in the midst of a global pandemic to help fix Wellington's broken sewer system are being hailed as heroes. The specialists were needed after the pipes failed in January, forcing trucks to haul human waste from Moore Point to the dump, costing about $500,000 a week. Hamish Cardwell has the story.
The locals called them turd taxis, and thanks to the help of the Germans, they've carried their last fare. For 5 long months, the trucks have been making about 150 round trips a day, driving stinking sludge around Wellington's picturesque south coast. The fix? Fly in a team of 5 engineers from a specialist German firm. Max Follenboyich from Amex Sanovar left behind his wife and 2 young children, spending 2 weeks in quarantine before getting to work last month. He says New Zealand seemed like a pretty good place to ride out a pandemic.
The way we looked at it was more like we're not really safe anywhere since it's a global pandemic. So I actually thought the risk with New Zealand and you guys having, I think great measures very early on. I didn't think, you know, this is more risky than staying at home.
His firm also manufactured the polyester liner, which has been pulled through 1.8 kilometres of the pipeline to repair it. It's a world record for length and the first time this kind of thing has been done in Australasia. In short, it is incredibly technically difficult work at the best of times, let alone under the strict physical distancing rules of lockdown.
It was a very unique experience. We had to work very closely on a large site. It was a bit more difficult. I mean, for example, I have to do a heavy lift. You're supposed to lift with 2 guys. You can't really keep 2 meters of distance easily. But yeah, it went better and easier, obviously, with the levels going down.
On top of the complications from COVID, they also got flooded out and battled seepage problems from a huge sewer pipe above the tunnel, but still managed to get the job done ahead of schedule. Most of the work has been done by local contractors. Daniel Doyle from Brian Perry Civil, who is in charge of the overall project, says it has been a challenging time.
2 weeks into the job, yeah, I had a new baby come along as well, our firstborn. So that, as well as being probably the busiest I've ever been in my career, my personal life was pretty busy as well, in the middle of a lockdown. So yeah, it's been a pretty busy 10 weeks.
The Germans finished their part yesterday and are heading home on Saturday. But Mr. Follenboyich says he'll be back.
I actually liked it a lot here, I have to say. It was a great journey, it was a great country, especially Wellington as a city I like a lot. So we definitely made the plan. I promised my wife, you know, when all of this is over, we want to make a trip and travel around and just come here for leisure purposes and then see the country a bit more.
Wellington Mayor Andy Foster says the city is incredibly grateful to the international team who came despite not knowing when they could get home because of international travel restrictions.
It's that sort of low-key unsung heroism, and we're very grateful for what they've done, and we are also putting on a little wee function for them. Obviously, we are limited in how many people we can do that with, but just to say thank you, because it's something quite special at a really unprecedented time.
Mr. Foster also thanked the New Zealand team for their work and locals for putting up with the noise and smell of the work and the trucks transporting the waste. The second pipe is expected to be in operation in a week, with the whole project set to be wrapped up in early July. For Checkpoint, Ko Hamish Cardwell aho.